We titled the shiur "Burning Issues About Burning Chametz." So we're going to try to discuss all the halachas pertaining to the sreif or the bir of chametz on the day of Erev Pesach, and a little bit of lamdas halacha lemaisa as well. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Chametz Matzah in the beginning of Perek Beis, mitzvah saseh min haTorah. It is a positive commandment from the Torah, lahashbis haChametz kodmos on Israel chilaso, to destroy the chametz before you eat it. Shenamar bayom harishon tashbisu soar mibaseichem, you should destroy tashbisu, you should remove it from your homes on the first day. Uvipi hashmua lamdu shaharishon zehu yom arba asar, from Torah Shabbal Peh, we learn that that day is the 14th of Nisan as well. The Gemara Masechet Daf Dalet says the Midah Rice, it's enough to do bittel to remove the prohibition of Bal Yira of Chametz. Technically, it's not violate the Isser in the Torah. You just have to say this Chametz doesn't belong to you. That would be sufficient. So that leads to a machlokus in Rashi and Tosas, what exactly bittel is. What are you accomplishing when you are mevatel the Chametz and you say Kol Chamira? So Rashi says the Torah demands Tashbisu and not Tivaru. It says you have to get rid of it. I don't care how you do it, says the Torah, just get rid of it. And removing it with your Kavana is enough. If I say that this Chametz doesn't belong to me, then that fulfills Tashbisu. I said it's not mine. I removed it from my premises. I removed it from my mind, my control. And that's how you fulfill according to Rashi. Tosvos asks on Rashi that the Gemara says that Tashbisu is an Av Malacha of Havara. The Gemara later on has a discussion, and the Gemara thinks that Tashbisu, that word, fulfills a Torah Isser of Havara, of lighting a fire, that you would on Shabbos. So if that's the case, how could I do Tashbisu Belev with Kavana? Unless you have superpowers, you cannot cause things to burn just with your intent on Shabbos. And therefore, Tashbisu must be something else. In addition, Midoraisa, the time for Tashbisu is after the sixth hour. And if Bittel is a form of Tashbisu, then how can you perform Tashbisu in the Zman Doraisa if the Chametz isn't yours to be Mevatel? Once the sixth hour comes, the Chametz doesn't belong to you. So how am I going to be mevatel with my kavana something that doesn't belong to me anymore?
So it's the same, it's similar to Pesach, even the 6 hours after half day, it's only because it's before Pesach.
Correct. But the Isra Chametz,
it's not belong to you, but you can say the Torah when Gemara says it's puts in your rishus.
It puts in your rishus, correct. Technically,
Pesach,
correct, 100%. So therefore, Tosfos argues with Rashi and says, no, Tashbisu must be Bir Chametz. It has to be Bir Chametz. You have to actively go and destroy it, do something to remove it, not just thinking about it is enough. So the Gemara Masechet Chaf Aleph cites Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Bir Chametz is only done with burning. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. You only can fulfill the mitzvah by burning it. And he learns this from a halacha by Nosar, leftover Kadshim. The rule by leftover Kadshim, that the time has passed, is that you only destroy it with fire. So this is an important point, and we'll come back to this later on regarding how we do Tashbisu, because we know that we are machmer for Rabbi Yehuda. But the Rashash in Shabbos Samech Gimel notes that since he learns this from burning, and Nosar is only burnt using wood, the halach is that you can only burn leftover karbanos using wood as the fuel, therefore Bir Chametz must be done with the burning of wood. He takes it to its logical conclusion. It doesn't work if you use anything else. The fuel that is used for the fire to burn the chametz, says the Rashash, must be exactly like the burning of korbanos, and you have to use wood. So based on this, the Sefer Nachlei Amuna cites a beautiful idea from Meir Shapiro, the Rosh Yeshiva Chachmei Lublin. And he says, this is the source of taking the wooden spoon and lighting the fire and then burning it. To take something wooden and to make that the fuel and to burn, and then to use that burning wood to go then and burn the chametz. So he says this is the remez to the idea of using the wooden spoon. We'll come back to the wooden spoon later on as well. The Chachamim argue. The Chachamim say that you can use any means necessary to destroy the chametz. You can flush it down the toilet. You can feed it to the birds. Whatever you want. Just get rid of it. I don't care how you do it. But it doesn't have to be with fire. The point of the machlokas discussed in the Gemara Masechet Chaf Dalet and by the Rishonim and the Poskim, we'll stay away from the lamdas for right now. And the halacha, the Rambam writes in the Chos Chametz Hamas in Perek Gimel, Ketzad Bir Chametz, Sorfo, Oporer, Bezor Leruach, crumble it up, throw it into the Grand Canyon, Zorkol Yam, throw it into the water. Says the Rambam, I don't care how you do it. just get rid of it. And therefore the halacha follows the chachamim, not Rabbi Yehuda. You can use any means necessary to remove the chametz. However, the Tur in Siman Tafim Hay says that Rabbi Yehuda says you should burn the chametz, and that Rashi follows Rabbi Yehuda, and he cites the Rambam, who says you can use any means available, and the Rama notes, v'haminhag l'srofo, the minhag of Klai Yisrael is to burn the chametz, even though you can use any means necessary, the minhag of the Jewish people is to burn the chametz. I've said nothing controversial up until this point, correct? We all know this already. Very good. The Rama then adds in Siman Taf Lama Dalad, that one shouldn't do bittel before you burn the chametz, because if you're mevatel the chametz first, then you won't fulfill the mitzvah of destroying the thing that belongs to you. If I made it not mine and then I burn it, so I didn't fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu. It happened some other way, but I didn't destroy my chametz. And only after the chametz has been burnt, should be mevatel it. And based on this, Reb Sternbach writes in the Tshuvas Hanagos Chelek Aleph and Siman Reish Sadi Beis, that you have to be careful. When you go to burn the chametz, you got to make sure that before you say kol chamira, it has burnt. Often we see, you go to the big burn by the fire department, you see people throw it in, they walk away, they say kol chamira. The Rama said specifically not to do that. The Rama says you have to burn it first, fulfill tashbisu, and then say kol chamira to be mevatel, whatever it may be left over by mistake. But if you are mevatelet, and you say it's not yours, you make it hefker, then you have not fulfilled tashbisu on your chametz. The mitzvah is tashbisu to destroy your chametz, not a random piece of bread. And therefore you have to be careful to wait, have a little bit of patience, to make sure it burns to the best of your knowledge. This is not to critique the system that is used here, but very often we do see by the burning by the fire department, it doesn't always burn. They're not so careful to let it burn, and they're pushing things around, and there's a lot of other stuff going on. And I'm not saying you should do it in your own backyard, but I'm also saying that you should be careful to make sure that your chametz is burning, and make not walk away until you're sure that your bread has been burnt at that time.
That's a problem. Some people throw in a whole loaf of bread.
That's true. So you
take forever.
So you have to also use your seichel to choose the right things to burn. Yeah.
Actually, we're talking for a minute, because this isn't the basic bit of Yom Masagi that we're asking that way. Yeah, you know, those minutes, you're playing, I'm not saying playing around a minute, so you're not you're down for the minute, you're doing the burden, but you don't have to be as careful for it, because it's really the Rama, if I remember, it's the minute to do that, rather than, so therefore you don't have to use machmir to ensure that it's
burden. The point being, you're not fulfilling, it's true you're not violating Bali Rabbi Yamatza, but you're not fulfilling the mitzvah's assay of tashbisu.
Isn't that to believe?
What?
That
assumes that you're following Rashi. That assumes you're following Rashi, that bittul b'leiv is tashbisu. But according to Tosfos, that's not the case. You have to actively go and destroy it yourself. You have to actively remove that last bit of chametz. So if you're mevatul b'leiv before it's destroyed, then you haven't fulfilled tashbisu according to Tosfos. So
What about the lashon that we say after bedikas? Chametz.
Yeah.
It's also like a.
We're going to discuss the repetition. We'll discuss that in a second. Yeah.
If you destroy the whole chametz, so the bittul is look like a bachale batala.
The bittul is not a. No, it's not a bracha batala, but the bittul is just in case there's anything you didn't know about. There's a Cheerio under the couch somewhere, something like that. It's for that. It's not for. The kol chamira is not for what you're burning at the burn. The kol chamira is for something that you don't know about somewhere under a couch.
This is the second one, the chamisha, you do it. That's nighttime. After bedika, you do chamisha, you do it. But the daytime, you do chamisha, you do it, and chamisha, you do it. Kol chamira, the chamira, the chishiv chazite, lo chazite. So it's both the dua moya.
Correct.
So therefore, it's not a matter of,
it's to cover the base. To cover the bases, but the mitzvah of tashbisu is done through the act of destruction of the item. So this
will come here like an hour later, like not even in the same spot.
Well, we'll discuss the timing. We'll discuss the timing in a moment. So let's turn now to the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tes, in the ninth mitzvah in the Sefer HaChinuch. So the Minchas Chinuch has a shtickel lamdus about the mitzvah of tashbisu. His question is tashbisu a din in actively going, kum va'aseh, going and destroying something? Is that tashbisu? Or is tashbisu making sure that you don't have chametz? Meaning, can I fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu, shevi al ta'aseh, without doing an action? Can I passively fulfill the mitzvah of not having any chametz over the course of Pesach? Essentially, he raises the question, if I don't have any chametz, and it's the morning of Erev Pesach, and I'm clear out of chametz. So I have to go and find chametz to fill the mitzvah of tashbisu? Or if I don't have anything, can I sit on my couch and do absolutely nothing? And when the time comes for the zman for chametz, I will have fulfilled it automatically simply by doing nothing. Or do I have to go and search out chametz? So this is noted in other poskim as well. The Maharik and the Ramban both say that the mitzvah is simply to not have chametz. The Avnei Nezer and Simen Shinyan Ches says the mitzvah is to go and actively destroy the chametz. But the Minchas Chinuch made this famous. Is it to actively do it or passively? So he brings a number of nafkaminas. Here are a few. If there's a requirement to actively destroy the chametz for Pesach, then obviously you only fulfill the mitzvah if you have chametz, you find and you destroy it. And he says, this is why we have the minhag to go and put out 10 pieces. Because if the mitzvah is to have to go and find something, then I need to find something. According to the opinion that says tashbisu can be done passively, then I search. If I don't find anything, then I didn't find anything. And I can still fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu because I simply don't have anything at that time as well. Another case he discusses is, let's say somebody comes, I walk up to burn the chametz by the fire department, and somebody walks up behind me, grabs my chametz, and throws it into the fire. Not as my shuliach, they steal it from me, and they throw my chametz into the fire. So generally, we have a principle that if I steal my mitzvah, you have to pay asar zehuvim, you have to pay 10 gold coins for stealing my mitzvah. Did he actually steal my mitzvah, though? If there's a mitzvah to go and do it actively, then he stole my mitzvah. Hey, that was my loaf of bread I was supposed to throw in, and you took that mitzvah away from me. But if the mitzvah can be done passively, on its own, then he didn't steal a mitzvah from me, because it happened that my chametz was burnt, regardless of me doing anything.
The problem is not this year, but the year when we have Pesach on Saturday night. You can't burn on Shabbos.
Yeah.
And yet we do biur on Friday morning.
Yeah.
And remember when people used to actually have chametz, make sure you get rid of it. So you haven't gotten rid of all your chametz by your burning. So it can't be tied to the burning requirement. It can't be necessary requirement because the days when we have, it has to be a...
But we do flush it down the toilet.
But burning.
No, but that's a different discussion. Meaning, whether Rabbi Huda or the Chachamim, whatever it is, it could be that the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim depends on this Machlokas. It could be. According to some people, they want to stick Rabbi Yehuda into the one that say it has to be actively, and the other ones who say you could do it on a method just passively. Some people do stick it in that way.
It's not more like Heftel
Hufa? Oh, hold off on a second. Hold off on a second on that. Very good. The Minchas Chinuch says another nafkamina is in a scenario whereby one is chametz on Pesach. So the mitzvah applies even on Pesach. You have to destroy chametz you find in Pesach as well. So there's a machlokus about how one fulfills the mitzvah of tashbisu if you find chametz on Pesach. The Rabbanan say you can do anything you want, right, even by eating it. And Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be done, assuming for a second, let's say there was no issur of eating chametz on Pesach for a moment, meaning even the act of eating it could be yes, I fulfilled an Aveira, but I still fulfilled the mitzvah of Tashbisu by eating it.
You get a Karis versus an
Okay, not the point right now. And however, if the mitzvah is only fulfilled by actively destroying the chametz, then this action would be considered a mitzvah haba b'Aveira, since eating chametz on Pesach is Aser, right? According to the Minchas Chinuch, when you perform a mitzvah haba Aveira, you haven't fulfilled a mitzvah, because it's essentially now in Aveira. But if the mitzvah is fulfilled by simply not owning chametz, then eating chametz on Pesach fulfills tashbisu, because it doesn't knock out my action, because at the end of the day, I made sure that there wasn't any chametz around as well. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik in the Chiddushim on the Rambam brings a similar understanding of this machlokes as well, and the Minchas Chinuch argues that the Sefer HaChinuch agrees with him that the mitzvah is fulfilled simply by not owning chametz. He says the Sefer HaChinuch says that someone who's traveling before Pesach is obligated in the mitzvah of Tashbisu. So the Minchas Chinuch says if the mitzvah required an act of destruction, then one who'd be traveling before Pesach wouldn't be obligated in it, because I wouldn't be around. I wouldn't be able to destroy it. He gives another proof as well regarding women in the mitzvah as well. He gives another nafkamina, whether one is required to have kavana while destroying chametz. If you need to have an active mitzvah, then you have to have kavana, you have to put on your gartel and your shrival and say hinan milchon mezuban, lakai mitzvah say tashbisu, and go and have all types of kavanas to go do it. But if it happens passively on its own, then what do you need kavana for? It's going to happen by itself.
So the point that being, the Gemara stories where somebody's on a boat and he uses up the time, so he sells it to a goy, He's not Makayim Tashbis, so we just avoid Bayer Ber Matzah?
Correct. Rav Asher Weiss, in the Minchas Asher on Psachim, and the Gemara Psachim, Simon Zion discusses this, he thinks that the Chakir is wrong. He thinks the Chakir is really a Chakir in Chefts or Gavra. He turns all things around, he takes it in a different direction, whether it's a mitzvah on the Gavra to go and destroy it himself, or is it a mitzvah on the, that the Chefts should be destroyed. He takes it in a slightly different direction. The Tshuvas Marashal in Simon Pei Zion says it's proper to burn chametz in the Chatzer and not in the house, so you don't get benefit from the flames. Because if I light the fire, if I stick it in my stove to get warmth from it, and now my warmth is giving off residual heat from the stove, from the chametz, then you're getting hana from chametz after the zman. Meaning if the house is still warm from the chametz that was burning in there after the zman, then I'm getting benefits. The Beis Yosef also explains we have to make sure not to benefit from any fire powered by the chametz, even if it starts at a permissible time, lest the pleasure from the fire burning from the chametz continues into the Zman Isser. Not relevant nowadays. Rav Sternbach has a chumrah. He says that if you're going to go and burn it in the street, in a public area, you should take a box, a cardboard box that you own, and you should put the chametz in your cardboard box, and then burn it in that box. He explains that the mitzvah is chametz mibaseichem. Chametz from your house. It has to be in your reshus. It's to destroy chametz in your reshus. But if I take the chametz out of my reshus and I put it in the public burning garbage can, so that I'm not destroying chametz mibaseichem from my house. It is a bit of a chumrah, but this is Rav Sternbach's shita over there as well. We don't really find that in other poskim. What about the time? Is there an ideal time to burn the chametz? So there is a shita that actually says you can burn chametz at night. Rav Shmaryahu is cited in the Hilchos Minhage Maharash, one of the Bali Chachmei Ashkenaz, who says that chametz should be burnt the night of Bedika. Right away, when you finish it. The Gemara Sachem says, Ma shemishayir yanichu betzina. Anything you have left over from the Bedika, you should leave over to have, if you need before Pesach. And it doesn't say you should have anything left over from what you checked. It just says, Mashem is shayer yanichu besinah. That which is left over, you keep in private. Meaning, you should only leave over what you need to eat on Erev Pesach. But everything you don't need for the next morning should be destroyed right away. The only thing you should have on Thursday night this year is what you need to eat tomorrow morning. Not what you need to burn. Because he says the burning has to take place at that night. And this is the suggestion also brought by the Gos Maimonides, Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, the Mordechai cites such a shita, the Kolbo cites such a shita, the Rambam even entertains such a shita in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah and Paragimel, and the Ramah also entertains such a shita that you can burn chametz at night after Bedika. I assume by the lack of show of hands, nobody does this. We generally follow the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah's first work, where he writes in Tafla Madalid that it should be burned during the day. Why? Because Bir Chametz is learned from the burning of Nosar, of leftover Kudshim. And Kudshim are only burnt during the day. So again, if you take the drasha to its logical conclusion, the chametz should be burnt only during the daytime as well. Rosh Sternbach writes in the Modem Uzmanim and Simen Kuf Nun Tes that the Torah says, Ach b'yom harishon tashbisu. You should burn it b'yom, coming to include the daytime, he wants to say as well. And the Chassam Sofer questions such a drasha, but the Mishnah Berurah says that we burn it during the day in order to remind us to make another bittel before this Zman Isser begins. Because you're going to forget, so you're going to be running around, you're going to be taking care of other things. So he says, better to burn it during the day, because remember, there's a fire and there's bread. What else am I supposed to do? Oh, I'm supposed to do Mevatel as well. And now I'll remind you of the second bittel before this Zman Isser during the day. And this is how we paskin lahalacha. Mido Raisa. All Isurim of Pesach begin at noon. Correct? Midrabanan, the Isra Achila begins at 10 o'clock, meaning on a perfect calendar, 6 to 6 day. And the Isra Hana begins at 11. Shah Shishis is the time between 11 and 12. So when is Sof Zman Sreifas Chametz? When's the last time you can burn Chametz? Regardless of what it says on the fire department's calendar. So the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah and the Bala Maor and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav say you must burn the chametz at the beginning of the 6th hour, meaning 11 o'clock. At the beginning of the 6th hour. The Svar of the Kesef Mishnah is that Chazal created an Isra Hana at 11 because they wanted to keep people from the Zman Isser from doing the wrong thing, so they pushed everything up an hour. And if that's the case, it makes sense, they would also want you to burn the chametz there as well. If we're finishing everything up, what would make sense that you're going to knock it hana, use it at 11 o'clock, but you're going to save it for an extra hour to burn it? No, of course not. If this is the Zman Isser according to Chazal, then at 11 o'clock, the beginning of the sixth hour, that's when you have to be finished burning it. The problem is the Gemara Msachim Yeralf. The Gemara Msachim says that on the 14th, you have to burn the chametz by the beginning of the sixth hour. But in the Gemara Msachim Daf Dalet, seems to say you can do bedika during the sixth hour. So if I'm doing bedika during the sixth hour, that would imply that I'm able to do biur also in the sixth hour, until Chatzos. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach writes in the Mincha Shlomo that according to the Kesef Mishnah, the Gemara means you should finish the Bedika by the sixth hour. It doesn't mean you should Bedika in the sixth hour. It means you should finish the Bedika by the beginning of the sixth hour as well. That is sheet number one. You have to finish by 11 o'clock. However, the Nodes of Yehuda and the Prima Gadim and the Rosh Yosef disagree, and they say the Harchaka, the Geder, was only for eating, and it wasn't for anything else. But there's no Gzeir of Tashbisu, and therefore you can burn Chametz until Chatzos as the Torah had intended. The Nodes of Yehuda explains there's only a Harchaka for an Aveira, which is done Bekum V'aseh. There's only a geder, only a fence to not do an aveir, which you actively get up and could possibly do. But tashbisu is violated, says Nodi Huda, even shevi al tasa. You can do it passively. So he goes with that approach, and therefore there was no need to make a hachaka. If I consider my couch doing absolutely nothing, why do they need to make a geder for me to fulfill the mitzvah? I don't have to get up and do anything. And therefore, the Nodi Huda says, take your time. You could walk out at 11:58, start the match, burn it in 2 minutes, and be done. That's the shita of the Nodi Huda. There is a Gemara Msachim that seems to support the Nodi Huda on Daf Yud Beis. It says that if you have an hour in order to collect wood, they gave you an hour in order to collect wood to burn. So the Gemara rejects this because you only need wood to burn the chametz, but after Chatzos, you can enjoy the chametz any way you like. So this implies that beer is done until Chatzos. The Gemara seems to say beer after Chatzos. Until Chatzos. Okay. So the Nodes of Yehuda, in his Tzlach and the Chassam Sofer ask that according to the Ramah, we do beer first and then we do bittel, right? You do beer, then you do bittel. However, if you do bedika in the sixth hour, then it means you can both do bittel in the sixth hour, and we know that you can't do bittel on Isser Hana as well. So the Nodes of Yehuda was bothered by this question that he had said that the Gemara must be going according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, that the Chametz is not Asr Bahana. So the Chassam Sofer says that you must do bedika by the sixth hour at 11, so you can do bittel before 11. That's the Chassam Sofer's approach, and this means that you can do bedika in the sixth hour, and the Chassam Sofer holds that you do bedika, the Nodi Huda holds bedika in the sixth hour, the Chassam Sofer as well holds bedika before the sixth hour, the same machlokas as we saw before. Halach l'maisa, what do? When do you do beer? We don't do beer at Chatzos. We do beer by the beginning of the sixth hour, by 11 o'clock. We're machmer to burn the chametz according to the Shulchan Aruch Harav by the beginning of the sixth hour, 11 o'clock. And we don't wait right until Chatzos. A comment about the time. Rav Sternbach writes in his Haggadah, Modim Luzmanim, and he repeats it in Shuvas V'Hanagos as well. And Rav Shechter independently writes the same thing in Bikvei Atzon. They both note that we appoint the rabbi as a shliach to sell our chametz to a guy. And if you burn your chametz too early in the morning, you may not have fulfilled the mitzvah of Tashbisu. If you burn your chametz before the rabbi sells your chametz, so then you have not fulfilled Tashbisu, because Tashbisu means destroying the last bit of chametz that you have. But if I go at 9 o'clock, and the rabbi doesn't sell the chametz until after then, and I burn my chametz that I have there, I still have a whole garage full of chametz that is going to simply be sold off at a certain time afterwards. And therefore, Rav Shechter holds, and Rav Sternbach says the same thing, that one should find out what time the chametz is being sold and make sure you go and burn after that time.
That's regular time.
What?
That's regular time. I mean, the selling is really last minute.
So you have to...
I mean,
obviously, it depends on the... I wouldn't wait until the last moment if that's the case, if we're going to end up having comments after the time.
What time is Rabbi?
Sometime around 10:30 or so.
It's really last minute to me. I Because they wait for the last minute because people are coming, unfortunately, last minute.
So you have to figure out a way. If you can figure out.
Some people burn it before they go to work.
I hear.
And they say, I'm going to do it.
Correct.
Matzis wouldn't work in terms of for people sell the chametz.
What?
Why doesn't the Rav sell it
early? The campus, people come.
Because these are afraid people. Why is he doing so? Why isn't it sell earlier? Because they're afraid someone's going to be last minute, something like that. So they're going to do it. So you have a bit of a tension over here.
Business.
Bad for business.
So according to Sheva Altas, it shouldn't matter. Right?
According to Sheva Altas, it would still matter. I mean, because Tashbisu means the last bit of chametz. But the chametz in my garage that I'm waiting to sell, so there's no Tashbisu on it. It's simply going to be sold off. No, selling it would not be considered tashbisu. It has to be removed. It has to be destroyed in some way. If you want to take all the chametz and flush it down the toilet, so that is, I guess, an option. But according to this, again, we have a bit of attention. Rav Sternbach, it leaves us, Sarachin, Rav Shechter thinks it's Mikra Adin. But again, you have to obviously weigh your options, because if you're going to be waiting and waiting and waiting, and the beer is at 11:45, so then you're going to be...
I've seen it around for a bunch of people to do together. I mean, they all wait till the... Literally, like
the last moment.
Nobody likes to be getting phone calls the last minute. They're afraid.
No, for sure. So a person has to make that decision on their own.
Maybe
a few
sells it away.
What? Well, Shachter doesn't sell. Shachter doesn't sell. He gives it away. Okay, let's talk about the few minhagim that come along with Bir Chametz, and then we'll be totally prepared for Friday morning, ready to go. The Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach and the Shalmei Moed says that since we want to fulfill the mitzvah of Biur with fire, one should not pour lighter fluid on the chametz first, because that would destroy it, make it nifsal ma'achilas adam, and then there's no mitzvah of tashbisu on something that's not considered chametz anymore, because you ruined it with lighter fluid. So you should use natural products when it comes to burning the chametz as well. The Rama writes in Siman Tov Mem Hei, and this is based on the Ma'aril and Hilchos Bikas Chametz. V'im lo imatza chametz kishabadak. If you don't find any chametz after bedika, yisrof hakli shalakach lebedika. You should at least take the kli you used for the bedikas chametz. Kedei shelo yishka chovas habir. So you shouldn't forget that there's such an inyan that year to burn chametz. The Pri Chadar says ein tam usmach lezeh. He thinks the Rama is ridiculous. You're going to go burn a spoon. What's that going to do? But this is the source, to use the wooden spoon and to burn it along as well. What we saw before from the Rashash, just like burning the nosar using wood, to go and take that wooden spoon and use it for bir chametz as well. Rav Shaul Brach writes in the Tuv Devarcha, he says, we reference Mechias HaMalek when we burn the chametz. How? He says, the first time HaMalek fell was by the kaf, by the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the second time they fell was by the eitz, the tree that Haman was hanged on. And therefore he says, we take the kaf ha'etz, the wooden spoon, and we burn it with the chametz to fulfill that inyan of Mechias HaMalek. What does Malek have to do with Pesach?
Malek by Shaul.
I hear. I don't know. It's just a derech drush. That's all. Derech drush. There is a minhag by the Hasidim to burn the candle as well. Many people use a flashlight nowadays. I would not recommend that, to throw that into the fire. And a flashlight, just as a public service announcement, is a great tool to use for bdikas chametz. It's lechatchila according to Rav Moshe. It does a good job. It's much safer to walk around with burning wax all over your house. So you should certainly use a flashlight if available. The Mishabur writes in Siman Tov Nun Hei, Im Yesh Lo Hoshanas Tuv L'Sarof HaChametz BeHoshanas. If you have the Hoshanas leftover luluv from Sukkot, you should burn it. Ha'il B'Isavid Bo Mitzvah Chada L'Isaved Bo Gam Mitzvah Tashbisu. It is appropriate to take something that was used for a mitzvah and then use it again for another mitzvah. Use the Hoshanas for Sukkot. It's appropriate to use them again for the burning of the chametz. We find a similar idea by the Mishabur brings the minhag, which is not so popular anymore, that if you have old tzitzis strings, you shouldn't throw them out, even though technically you can. You should use them as bookmarks. I think we have better things for bookmarks nowadays, but that's what the Mishabur says. Again, to use one mitzvah item for another mitzvah item. The Jewish people give great kavod to tashmishei mitzvah, And this is why we are doing this. The Hagos Maimoni writes in Hilchos Lulav, and he cites Rav Yehuda bar Kalonimus ben Rav Moshe of Magensa, who would burn the Arava of Hoshana Rabbah, the Arava of the Lulav, and the quills he would use to write Sifrei Torah with the Chametz. The Maharshal writes in the Tshuvas in Siman Pei Zayin, V'ra'iti me Adoni Mori Zekeni, Shahaya Mekubal me Rabosav, he had a Mesorah in the Maharshal's grandfather, L'srof HaChametz v'Hoshanos, V'yishzorkin betoner be'safiyas matzah. Some people use it to stoke the oven for the matzahs, but this is a very popular minhag that many people do nowadays, and a source, again, we see in the Ramah, to save the Hoshanas again for other mitzvahs, the Maharil as we quoted from, he says, V'ameich kulam tzadikim. It's a holy minhag of the Jewish people to reuse the lulav and the Hoshanas again. The Ma'arivayel as well wrote, V'nagu anshe maisa latznia halulav l'tzorach hafiyas hamatzos. They would use the lulav for the burning of the matzahs as well, the baking of the matzahs, and this is cited by the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Ben Yishchai, and the Mishnah Berurah, and many people do this. You go to the burning of the chametz, you see lulavs sticking up. People save them for the last 6 months if you can find it. After the last 6 months, you got to keep it in a good spot, and also if it didn't turn moldy and gross inside the bag. So if you're lucky enough, you'll still have it for a bir chametz. The Orchos Chaim of Spinka quotes the Maharsham, who says that they would take the Aravos after Sukkot and place them on the entrance to the house, so they would stay there and protect them until Pesach, and stay protected until Pesach. So that's one way to not lose it, just leave it by the front door. Again, you might want to check with your wife if she thinks it's a good idea. The Kaf HaChaim notes that if you don't have a safe place for them until Pesach, better to get rid of them right away so they don't become misused and turn into a bizayon and trampled out in the garage. Don't save the lulav if you think it's going to turn into something gross later on, if you're not going to keep it well. The Ra'avan cites the meaning of burning the matzah of the Erev as well. Others burn leftover wicks of oil from Chanukah. And Rabbi Yisachar Shomatach, Tal De'ema Banu Smecha, writes in the Mishnah Sirin Chelak Beis, the meaning of burning the last year's Afikomen piece with the Chametz by Bir Chametz as well. So many, many, many different holy minhagim that come along with Bir Chametz. But again, to review, we are machmir certainly to fulfill the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, to burn the Chametz, to fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu, to make sure we are the ones who are actually destroying it, that it's being destroyed through our own hands at the right time when we own it, and to fulfill the mitzvah according to the specification as laid out in the Torah.
The individual can't fail
I think it goes by the family. I don't think you need to...
So it's not...